occupation has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the occupation has got to go. Hey, hey.
Student protesters at Columbia have taken over a university building. That's where we're starting the 7 from the Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Tuesday, April 30th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Early this morning, student protesters announced they were occupying Hamilton Hall. That's a building at Columbia University in New York City. It's not far from the campus's South Lawn, where protesters set up a weeks-long encampment protesting the Israel-Gaza war. A statement posted by student groups to Instagram said the protesters wouldn't leave Hamilton Hall until their university cut financial ties with Israel. The building takeover began just hours after the university started suspending students who refused to leave the encampment. Mahmoud Khalil is a Columbia student and the lead negotiator for the group Columbia University Apartheid Divest. He spoke about their protest to the press yesterday.
This encampment is a minor inconvenience compared to the generational shaping events taking place now in Gaza. This is not a matter of simply violating university rules. This is a movement, an anti-war movement.
Number 2. 4 officers were killed while trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. A U.S. Marshals task force was approaching a home yesterday when police said they were met with gunfire. The task force members returned fire, and the person they were trying to serve with the warrant died on the scene. But then other people inside the residence started shooting. 3 members of the task force were fatally shot, and a Charlotte police officer died hours later from injuries. 4 other law enforcement officers were also wounded. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Donald Trump's New York criminal trial resumes today. That's our 3rd story. Trump is accused of falsifying business documents in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election to cover up an alleged affair. Last week, jurors heard from David Pecker. He's a former tabloid boss. He testified that he had killed potentially damaging stories about Trump around the election. The jury will hear more witness testimony today. And later this week, the trial's judge will hold a 2nd hearing about Trump's alleged violations of a gag order. The former president has continued to lash out about the trial and the 3 other criminal cases he's also currently facing. For more, check out the Post's new video podcast. It's called The Trump Trials Sidebar. Find it on YouTube, Apple, or Spotify. Number 4. A court ruled that state health care plans must pay for gender-affirming surgery. A federal appeals court ruled yesterday that restrictions in North Carolina and West Virginia were discriminatory based on sex and gender. The decision is a major victory for transgender rights. It comes as the nation is experiencing a wave of anti-trans activism and legislation. And in related news yesterday, the government updated federal workplace guidelines to protect employees' gender identity. It means that repeatedly misgendering employees or preventing them from using bathrooms consistent with their gender identity will be considered workplace harassment. Number 5. New cars will be required to have advanced automatic braking systems by 2029. New federal safety standards for cars and light trucks were issued yesterday. They'll require emergency braking systems that can bring cars to a stop without crashing at speeds up to 62 miles per hour. And they'll have to be able to avoid hitting a pedestrian at up to 45 miles per hour. These new rules are one of the most significant changes to car safety standards in years. And they come in the midst of a road safety crisis that saw 41,000 people killed in 2023. Regulators estimate that the new rules will prevent 362 road deaths per year. And they could reduce the severity of over 24,000 injuries. A startup says its AI-powered blood test can detect postpartum depression. That's story number 6. This test from a San Diego-based company works by analyzing blood samples for how a certain gene is expressed. The company says that particular gene links a person's mood to hormonal changes. The test hasn't been approved yet by the FDA, But the company says it's received a $6 million grant from the Department of Defense for clinical trials. Postpartum depression is a leading cause of maternal death, and those who are affected rarely get treatment. The company hopes that their test could catch it during pregnancy, before symptoms even appear. And at number 7, Americans are sleeping more than at any point in the past 2 decades. People in the U.S. gained 10 minutes of sleep per day on average between 2019 and 2022. That's according to a new post-analysis. The trend accelerated during the pandemic. The gains could be because of the increase in remote work. Over a third of workers are now doing their jobs at home, and research shows that means more sleep. But not everyone is gaining sleep equally, because life isn't fair. Younger adults between 25 and 34, men of all ages, and people without children saw the biggest sleep gains. If you're curious how you're doing compared to your fellow citizens, we made a calculator you can use to find out. You can find it in our newsletter. There's a link to that in our show notes. And hopefully you'll fare better than I did. I'm apparently in the bottom 10% of sleepers in my demographic. I'll try to catch up on the weekend. That's the show for today. If you're enjoying the podcast, here's your friendly reminder to leave us a lovely rating or review wherever you listen. And then share the podcast with someone you think wants to get caught up quickly on the news each morning, especially if they got to sleep in a few extra minutes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow when, remember, it's gonna be May.